Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Happy Wednesday, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing. I'm your host, Emily Francis, and we have the fabulous producer, Jay, on the line with us. I always, always make sure to give proper due and thanks to Jay, because he is who makes this show go round. And, of course, beautiful Linda. I am calling you from Malta, and guess what? It's my four-year anniversary living in Malta. 4 years. And in all of these, I've been hosting this show for 6.5 years now. And in all the years that I have hosted this show, I have never invited a local Maltese guest to come on to the show until today. And I'll tell you why. I write for the tourism magazine over here, and we were doing an interview at an apiary to see about bees and honey, and I met the most fabulous woman who knows more about bees and honey and health and how it can help us heal than any person I've ever come across. She is the only certified AP, which is API, AP therapist on the entire island of Malta. And we're going to jump into what that means exactly. But today I bring to you Rebecca Buzitil from Malta, and her website is royalbee.mt, royalb, and that's B-E-E.mt. So you can reach out to her after you hear this show with any questions that you have. Rebecca, I loved meeting you. I am so glad that we're in each other's lives now. Welcome to All About Healing. Thanks for coming today.
Hello, Emily. It's such a pleasure to be here. I am so pleased that we met. You are such a wonderful and talented person, really, truly. And
Well, thank you so much.
Very pleased to be in the show as well.
So let's jump right in, because I wanna make sure that we don't lose all of your knowledge. An AP therapist, API, let's start at the very basic. Break that down for me. What is an AP therapist?
So an AP therapist basically is a person who finds the causes why the body isn't working properly. So when a person has a certain disease, it's because the body is lacking something in nutrients or some lifestyle changes. It can be as well emotionally. So basically an AP therapist finds these causes why the body is not working properly, and she gives it, or he gives it, the right vitamins and the right minerals that are lacking for the body to not be working properly, as well as we work mostly with things, with substances that are coming from the bees. The bees are quite, nowadays, they are quite widely being scientifically studied by a lot of professors, by a lot of universities. And their substances that they do for themselves, when they tested them on the bodies, they found that they are quite very miraculously helping the body to heal itself. So these might be substances that are found, for example, in honey. The bees put the enzymes in the honey, and that helps a lot our gut. It helps a lot our immune system. There can be substances as well found in propolis, which are the bioflavonoids and polyphenols and quercetin, which are hugely anti-cancerous, as well as antiviral. They have antibacterial properties. So by giving these substances that the body is lacking during the disease, it helps the body to recuperate, and it gives it the power. We give, like, the power to the soldiers that we have in our body, these wonderful cells that are helping us, and the body will return back to its original state.
Okay, I have a lot of questions. I want to start easy. So I know that the things that you use, and then you're going to add to it, are propolis, which you just started talking about, and we're going to go deeper, bee pollen, royal jelly, honey, bee venom, which I definitely want to understand. I want to go through each of those individually, but before we jump into that, I do have to ask, you are an AB therapist on the island of Malta, which has some of the strongest endemic bees, which we're also going to talk about, in the world. But if you are in a place where the bees are being sprayed with DDT or other really toxic chemicals, would the bees and the honey still be able to heal quite the same way that they do if you got it from a place like this?
So, unfortunately, when the bees are facing these pesticides and these harmful chemicals, they are not happy themselves, and they will try to survive it. But this is why, as well, a lot of bees die. As they try to protect themselves with, as well, these products themselves, such as the propolis, but sometimes they cannot produce enough to reduce the harmful effects that these are doing, these harmful chemicals. And in turn, it ends up killing colonies and colonies of bees. As well as their products might not be as quite pure as in places where they can live in untouched nature, where there are no pesticides around, no pollution around. And you can see it as well as the bees thrive in these areas. And they will be stronger bees. They will have higher quality products. But, yeah, their products might still heal because the bees are, sometimes I call them OCD in a very good way, because they like everything clean. So they try that everything that enters in their box, they try for it to be clean, and they try to clean it themselves, and they put enzymes in it, so it's killing these harmful substances. But it's not always 100% possible. So obviously, when they have the natural fields, the natural flora and fauna, it's so much better, because for them it's easier, and it's for sure a higher quality product that can definitely heal us. So when I heal people, I use the high quality products from areas that are untouched and where the bees are thriving, because in this case we are trying to heal the body, not just, for example, taking honey just to sweeten. And you know, when you're trying to heal the body, you need just the right substances, and chemicals and harmful substances do not actually help the body to heal the diseases, as it can be as well one of the causes for the disease to occur.
So my suggestion to people that are listening, because I personally, I still want to come and see you and have you do a whole thing and what I can do. But if I were listening to this and I were fighting something really spectacular, I think what I would suggest to people is to look up API therapists near me, because if you are in a particular state, they are going to have access if they are not themselves having the beehive. So if they cannot have control over everything that's around the bees, because Rebecca taught me that the bees only move in a 3-kilometer radius from the hive. So even if, because I did want to ask because of the sprays, but even if you are in a place like the United States where the sprays are still legal, and just, don't even get me started, I would Google an API therapist, and then I would talk to them about where they get their products from. Are they the beekeepers themselves? Because then you know it's really guaranteed safe. But there's so few. I mean, how many API, AP therapists are there in the world, estimated?
There are quite a lot, actually. I am connected with a group of AP therapists, and these AP therapists come from all over the world, literally almost every country in the world. There are some AP therapists that are doctors, that are professors. They have various backgrounds. They all help in doing as well scientific studies to help us as well improve on our knowledge and help as well give the best to the people, to give the best natural things as possibly untouched, which is very important for us, as when we are trying to heal and when we are doing scientific studies, we also do scientific studies on different types of propolis, where they are coming from, and their different healing effects, because the area around you makes a complete difference in the substances that are present in all bee products.
I did not mean to interrupt you, but I do want to start with propolis before we get to the first commercial break, and then I want the next segment to be the other things that you work with, because propolis is something that I've heard of, but I don't think until I met you, I don't believe I've ever seen it in real life. It looks like black tar. So take me through, what is propolis? And that's P-R-O-P-O-L-I-S, propolis?
Exactly. Okay. So propolis, actually, it's not coming from the bees themselves. The bees take the propolis from the barks of the trees. The trees use the propolis to protect themselves against various things that they are surrounded with. So trees have survived even when dinosaurs didn't. They survived radiation bombs, where radiation bombs wiped out whole forests. After some time, trees will still grow again. And this is because they are protected with the propolis. They have bugs coming on them, they have viruses, they have bacteria just like us surrounding them, and they would die if it wasn't for this propolis, as they are outside, so they are always in these elements. And then the bees found out how intelligent the trees are, and they took the propolis, and they work it themselves. They make it as well, the way how they work it, they make it easy for us to be able to absorb it in the body, the way how they do it. So this is why we take it from the bees, not from the trees. And they spray everywhere with it. They spray their whole, everywhere where the air, there's contact with air, everywhere that the colony is open, when there's a bug coming in, they will put it in a kind of blob of propolis. They will throw it out, and you can see them. I saw them myself. Like, they spray themselves, and everywhere that the bug or pest touched, to clean everything and to make sure that everything is clean. And they do it as well to honey before they seal it. And this is because propolis, when it was studied as well, what it does in nature for the bees and for the human body, it is very highly antiviral. It is as well antibacterial. It is as well antiparasitic and antifungal, which is where all the diseases are coming from. As well from that, when it was studied on the human body, it is highly anti-inflammatory, as well as anti-radiation, anti-cancerous, And this is obviously because of the substances that it has, because it is made of polyphenols, flavonoids, and quercetin. And it is the highest food that is found in all nature that has this much flavonoids and quercetin. So this is why it does this to the body. And any disease that occurs in the body, most of them, let's say, it's because of an inflammation in the body, it's because of a bacteria in the body, of a virus in the body. So this is why, for example, me personally, when I am sick, I take propolis every 2 hours, and I heal in a day, half a day, I am healed. Plus, I rarely get sick. It takes me years to get sick. That's because I always take propolis for a lot of years. So now my immune system is very up, you know, because there's nothing bringing my immune system down, just up.
When you showed me the propolis, it looked like a thing of tar. How do you take it? In what form?
So that is raw propolis. So unfortunately, the body can absorb raw propolis, but not completely. So to take it in and be absorbed better than raw propolis, we mix it. We make it in a tincture form, which can be found in drops or in sprays. And this tincture will help the body to absorb better and more the nutrients and the substances that it needs from it. It is as well inhaled, where the propolis goes, there's the machine for it, where the propolis goes from 62 degrees to 84 degrees, and the machine goes 4 degrees each 4 hours. And this is because the substances of the propolis, if not made in tincture, can be absorbed at those range of temperatures from 62 to 84 degrees. And each degree will have a different substance that is very beneficial for the body that is going in and absorbed through inhalation. So there is quite various forms of propolis. There is also propolis that is in pill form. So this is propolis that is pressed together, raw propolis that is pressed together. And that is as well very good, especially if you don't want to take the tincture and you prefer in pill form. There is as well propolis in pill form.
I have to say, I do
prefer the tincture and the inhalation process.
That's what I was going to ask, because you had mentioned I don't even want to bring it up, but let's say it like this. You had mentioned to me that you got sick with something that a lot of people have been sick with, and you were able to sort of clear it in less than one day by using propolis. Were you using tincture and the inhalation as your primary?
Yes, I was using those two, but in higher amounts. So, for example, I like to sleep and inhale propolis just because I feel that when I wake up, it gives me a lot of oxygen in my lungs, and it's also killing the pollution if there's any in the room. So I always sleep with it. But when I got sick, for example, with COVID, me personally, I increased like the dose of propolis, and I kept the machine to be inhaled during the day. And for me, it was half a day to one day. It was gone just like a normal virus and bacteria was. But obviously, I always, as I said, when I get sick, I always I always take propolis in higher amounts. So my immunity might have been as well a bit up.
Sure, absolutely. So that's propolis. And I think if you are listening to this show, look it up. look it up and see, because now I'm looking at your website on Facebook, Royal Bee Malta is what I put in, but it's also royalbee.mt. You can look it up there. But I see the gift basket that you have, and propolis is in there in a box, and then some other things that you offer. And in my mind, I'm like, I've got to get over there and buy some propolis. Is it safe for children, or is there a specific age that people can begin this process?
So, it is safe for children, but it's made in a different tincture for children. So children can take it safely, but we do two different tinctures, one for children and one for adults. And the one for children, I as well give it to people that are, for example, suffering from cancer or breastfeeding or pregnant women, just because as the normal tincture has is made with alcohol to be made in, as a tincture form, so the body can absorb it more.
Let me interrupt you right there. Hang on. We got to go to a quick commercial break, so I didn't mean to cut you off, but we got to go to commercial break. But when we come back, we're going to talk about the other bee products, like bee pollen. So we'll be right back, everybody. Don't go away.
Emily A. Francis's new book, The Taste of Joy, Mediterranean Wisdom for a Life Worth Savoring, is all about heartfelt hints on attaining the most healthiest, fun, and inspiring life. By adding a bit of the Mediterranean lifestyle into your life, you'll explore the wisdom of eating mindfully, seasonally, and locally, as well as discover Mediterranean family secrets to health and happiness. And it's all in The Taste of Joy. Get your copy today at Amazon.com or visit EmilyAFrancisBooks.com.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness, can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure, from outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
You may never totally understand this man-woman emotional connection thing, but now you can understand your muscles' emotional connection in regards to your health. That's right, your muscles have an emotional connection. And if you want an easy-to-use blueprint to understand your muscles' emotion, then get Emily A. Francis's book, The Body Heals Itself. It helps you activate and heal your muscles on an emotional level. So indeed, The Body Heals Itself. Plus, it's filled with tools you can use immediately. Find out more at EmilyAFrancisBooks.com. Buy The Body Heals Itself now.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing. If you're just tuning in, or you're tuning in for the first time because you love our guest, Rebecca Bouzetil, my name is Emily Francis, and I host this show and have been hosting this show for more than 6 years. So we are here every Wednesday on HealthyLife.net, and I cordially invite you to return and listen. We have amazing guests, such as tonight. So we're talking to my local Maltese API therapist for bee products. She is a beekeeper, a generational beekeeper. Her family, her parents, her grandparents, they have this amazing land that is fully untouched. And Rebecca is the only certified AP therapist on the island of Malta. And you can look them up at Royal B, that's B-E-E, royalb.mt. And you can also find them on Facebook, and their website will be up and running soon. But just type it in and you'll find her. And Rebecca is really great at responding. So we had just talked about propolis and that there is different amounts for children and adults, which makes sense. Let's go into the other products then. Before we jump into bee pollen, I want to do bee pollen before we go honey. Honey's going to be last because that's pretty detailed. So let's go bee pollen. Take me through.
So, bee pollen is a wonderful product. It has actually all the nutrients and all the vitamins that the body needs to survive. It also has all the amino acids that the body needs, the essential ones. So it can preserve as well our protein, and it can make protein to preserve our muscles. And muscles are very important to keep the structure of the body. A fun fact about bee pollen is that people in the deserts before, when they had to travel for long months and they couldn't take any food, they used to take just bee pollen. And they used to take 1 teaspoon a day, and they would survive for months just on a teaspoon of bee pollen. And this is because they are giving their bodies all the substances and nutrients that they need. They have all the amino acids to make protein, so they can survive. Obviously, they used to be hungry still, because 1 teaspoon of bee pollen is roughly around 1 calorie, so that's not a lot of calories, but the body's still used to survive because it has all the vitamins and minerals that it needs. So I love to take pollen. I just take 1 teaspoon and I sprinkle it on yogurts, on smoothies, on honey, I give it to my nephews. It's great for children to get all the vitamins and nutrients that they need. It's pound per pound. Bee pollen has actually more protein and more amino acids than red meat. So it's a very as well good for vegan people who do not eat meat, and as well as meat eaters, as you are getting as well the vitamins and nutrients that you need. So bee pollen is a wonderful, actually, bee product.
I love that. Now, so for you, are you taking propolis every day and bee pollen every day and honey every day?
Yes, I always start with honey, with a glass of warm water, a teaspoon of honey, and some lemon, as when you take it first thing in the morning, it's on an empty stomach, it detoxes the body, and it as well purifies the blood. So any plague that is stuck in your veins or arteries, it pushes it out. So I start with that. So I always take honey every day. Plus, I make my desserts. I don't take sugar, so I make my desserts with nuts and pure honey. And the pollen, I take it almost every day. Whenever I almost take a snack as a yogurt, and I like to put the pollen there. And as well, I try to take propolis every day, especially when I'm about to meet a lot of people. So it protects me, and I take it once a day as a prevention. When I'm sick, I take it obviously every 2 hours, but just as a prevention, I take it once a day in the morning or when I'm mostly going to meet a lot of people.
That's wonderful. Okay, so that's bee pollen. And now let's go for the honey, because I know you guys have 4 types of honey depending on the flora, the season, and what the bees are using for pollinating. So let's go through the 4, even if it takes us into the next section. That's okay. Take your time and take us through what that looks like.
Okay, so in Malta we are very lucky because we have warm weather all year round, even in winter. It's not that harsh winter. So the bees can survive, and there are a lot of flowers all year long. So we have the first honey of the year, and that's the multiflora honey. It's a summer honey. It's around March. We cut it around March, April. And this is, at this time, there is a lot of flowers in the area. So they make this multiflora honey from a lot of different flora. And this is very good. It's very beneficial to help us in maintaining a strong immune system and a varied immune system against different diseases. So multiflora honey is a very good one to take, especially for children, for young children who are going to school. They are meeting a lot of other children. They get sick at that time. So it's very good to start. I always start the day with the honey tea. So let's have a glass of warm honey. It's important always to be lukewarm honey, less than 45 degrees Celsius, because all enzymes in nature are denatured, so that means that they die at 45 degrees Celsius. And the benefits of the honey come mostly from the enzymes, so it's important not to kill these important enzymes. So I make a lukewarm honey, a lukewarm water. I put 1 teaspoon of honey and some lemon, and I start the day like that. And then we have a month after, so that's around March, June, we cut the thyme honey. We have a lot of thyme in Malta, and the thyme honey is similar in its properties, such as Manuka honey, because they are both quite a lot of antibacterial. They have a lot of antibacterial substances in them. And this is very good for when you have a cold, for when you have a sore throat, because most of the times you have a cold from bacteria, so these you will definitely be needing these antibacterial properties that the thyme honey has. And then there is the carob honey, which is a winter honey, and this is from the wild carob flowers, and this is very good for regulating the hormones. It worked amazing. Even when I had the hormones that were a bit imbalanced, a bit of honey a day from this time, from this carob honey, helped to regulate all my hormones. And
wow.
Then,
so wait. So I want to talk more about this, but we have to go to another commercial break. So we're going to pick up where we left off with carob honey and then go into the fourth, which I know what it is, but we're not going to tell yet. We'll be right back.
Trauma or joy, shame or happiness, guilt or empowerment. Let Emily's new book, Healing Ourselves Whole, be the bridge to help you release negative emotions to help you heal on every level to create more joy, more health, and more vitality. Our body knows what we might forget. It's time to rearrange your inner conversation into spectacular health and happiness, and Healing Ourselves Whole is your step-by-step guide. Find out more at EmilyAFrancisBooks.com and buy Healing Ourselves Whole at Amazon.com now.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness, can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
You may never totally understand this man-woman emotional connection thing, but now you can understand your muscles' emotional connection in regards to your health. That's right, your muscles have an emotional connection. And if you want an easy-to-use blueprint to understand your muscles' emotion, then get Emily A. Francis's book, The Body Heals Itself. It helps you activate and heal your muscles on an emotional level. So indeed, The Body Heals Itself. Plus, it's filled with tools you can use immediately. Find out more at EmilyAFrancisBooks.com. Buy The Body Heals Itself now.
The Bright Side of Talk. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing. We are talking with certified API therapist, Rebecca Buzitil. And she is from Malta. She is my first local Maltese guest out there in California. You probably don't know that, Rebecca. This show airs from California and plays in 135 countries around the world. So we are tuned in to Jay out there in California, Redondo Beach, and Rebecca and I are both here in Malta in our own homes. So you were just talking about carob honey regulating hormones. Let's talk just a little bit more about the carob honey, because before you go to the fourth honey, I know that carob is starting to become in season right now, because I have a huge carob tree in my yard and they are dark brown. Would you suggest eating the honey according to the seasons? Do you change as the seasons change?
So it depends actually what your body needs. The seasons are there because most of the time, for example, when you're having cold, there's the thyme honey, which is actually very beneficial in its season. But, for example, if you're having hormonal problems, it will not just stop in winter, and in summer you don't have it. So it's important then to keep on taking it for its benefits. So I would say it's mostly the type of honey that your body needs. Me personally, I like to change them. In a day I take two or three different types of honey. So my body is having the substances that it needs from each honey.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, so we were just wrapping up a little bit on carob honey and how it can help with hormone balance, which is amazing.
Just a month before the carob honey, we have the eucalyptus honey. So the eucalyptus honey, it's not quite well known in the world, but it helps a lot the lungs. So when you have lung problems, it helps a lot the bronchi. The eucalyptus, which has a slight minty kind of taste, in a honey form, obviously, it helps a lot these lung problems, these bronchi problems. And in Malta, we do not have all the time a lot of eucalyptus honey, because it depends on the weather and how much it rains. But it's quite a very good beneficial honey.
Fantastic. And then I definitely want to get into bee venom. What? Take me to the bee venom, please.
So bee venom is the most, I think, unpopular bee product there is, but it is one of that is very beneficial, especially when your body needs it. So I have a lot of professors outside of Malta that, for example, when they are doing, when a person needs to do an amputation, that means that they need to cut the legs or the arms because there is no circulation going through, they go with the stings or injections with pure bivenom. They go where they need to make a new vein. And the body will form a new vein on its own, and then they do not need to amputate the leg anymore because the circulation is back in its place. This bivenom is also found in cream form, and it helps a lot to reduce inflammation. For example, those people having back pain, those people having arthritis, it helps a lot to move the circulation, and in turn, it helps to lower, that's what a lot of my clients tell me, it helps to lower the pain to a point that they start improving, they can start walking again, so it's quite beneficial even. For example, sometimes I have a muscle injury from exercising. I just, because it's not that deep like arthritis, I just put it once and my muscle immediately recovers. So it depends how much you need to take, because as well it is quite a reactive, it does quite a reaction to our skin because it's killing the cells, so the body can form new cells very rapidly, and so new things form in our body, new cells form, new regenerated cells form. So it is done on the body exactly where the body needs that regeneration process or that circulation to be woken up. So it's very, very, very important and beneficial. I heard doctors told me that even people in coma have been healed, have been their body kind of like healed because of this reaction that the bee venom does with our body, and they woke up from the coma by the bee stings. So it's
wow,
very
okay.
It's a very healing product, but it is obviously it needs to be administered well. So a person cannot, I wouldn't recommend that a person just takes bivenom on their own, but it should be recommended because an apitherapist or a professor or doctor who is an apitherapist can tell you exactly what you need, the dosage, if it's in cream form, if it's in stings. I heard that in Malta we do not have it, but I think in California they do, the Lyme disease. There were a lot of stars such as Angelina Jolie that were promoting the benefits of bee venom as it helped immersely people with Lyme disease. So it's quite beneficial when it's needed.
Now, here's my question, and this is a curveball question for you, because you may not know anything about this particular condition. It's a condition called lymphedema, and I am a lymphedema therapist, and it is a chronic condition of swelling. It's not just edema, it's lymphedema. It is forever. You have to have bandaging and compression, lymphatic drainage. It's usually from radiation when lymph nodes have been severed or burned. And I'm now looking up while we're talking, and some people say bee venom on lymphedema could make it much worse or even bring on lymphedema. And then some people are saying that there's amazing benefits. So my question is, have you ever heard of or worked with and used bee venom to help? But don't answer it now, because we have one more section, and we have to take our last commercial, so don't tell me yet. We're going to come back for our last section. We're going to keep Rebecca on and talk about bee venom and this particular circulation lymphedema issue. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Emily A. Francis's new book, The Taste of Joy, Mediterranean Wisdom for a Life Worth Savoring, is all about heartfelt hints on attaining the most healthiest, fun, and inspiring life. By adding a bit of the Mediterranean lifestyle into your life, you'll explore the wisdom of eating mindfully, seasonally, and locally, as well as discover Mediterranean family secrets to health and happiness. And it's all in The Taste of Joy. Get your copy today at Amazon.com or visit EmilyAFrancisBooks.com.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness, can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
If you have low vision or are blind, then listen up. There's now high visibility trendy sports clothing available just for you. At AwareWolfGear.com, you'll find attractive, stretchy, warm hoodies, headgear, leggings, even kids' wear to fit the duality of blindness, the need to be seen without drawing needless attention. Check out these trendy clothes for yourself or for someone you know at AwareWolfGear.com. That's AwareWolfGear.com. AwareWolfGear.com.
Music, information, and friends. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the last section, Emily's Energy Corner, but we're keeping it on. We're keeping Rebecca on because it's way too important to me to hear her answer. So, Rebecca, you're still there, right?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, good. Let's talk about bee venom and the potential with lymphedema.
So, more studies should be, more scientifically studies should be done on this. Potentially, it can help lymphedema, but it depends how it is administered. For example, the body sometimes, if bee venom is administered incorrectly, for example, it shouldn't be administered in some people in certain conditions, for example, on the legs, but just on the back. So if you put it on the legs, for example, or on the arms, on the joints of the arms, it can potentially work the other way. So the right administration of bee venom is hugely important, especially when treating such conditions. So this is why it's important, before administering any bee venom or trying it yourself, to consult an apitherapist. But definitely, I think on this, we do have some research, some scientific research on this and bee venom. But I think as well there should be as well more scientific research on it to further solidify the bee venom and how exactly it should be taken, the amounts to help it.
Okay, so let me jump in because I don't want to make the rest of this about lymphedema, but I will say this. I was just on, like, Amazon, and there are so many products with bee venom for lymphedema that terrify me, absolutely terrify me. They're dangerous. You do not do this kind of stuff on your own or order patches. And honestly, if you're looking to do any kind of research for this, you need to contact a lymphologist and really look into some of this research. And I worked with an incredible lymphologist, the leading one in Germany. We can talk after, but I think this merits some real research and funding for this. Now, moving on, my next question about...
The last thing, it's very important that you buy Bivenin from a reputable source, not just go on Amazon and buy any, because if it's fake Bivenin or it's not pure Bivenin, it's very dangerous. So it's important to be Bivenin, and the way it's collected, that the Bivenin isn't collected, it is very, very important in healing, as it can go the other way. So this is always important to, if you need it, to get it from a reputable source.
I cannot agree more. And here's my next question. If people are allergic to bees, can they, like, this, like, wipes out everybody on this, right? Like, they should not have any part of this, or are there certain things they could do that could potentially help make their allergies less life-threatening? Like, where does that stand with anything bee-related?
So, definitely, people can be allergic to bees and their bee products. It is very rare, especially when doing scientific studies on a large scale. It's very uncommon, but yes, it could be. So it's important always to start taking the product in a small amount and see how your body reacts to it. And as well, there are certain products, for example, from people that are suffering from sinuses and hay fever, they shouldn't take bee pollen when they are in that season and there are a lot of allergies. This should be taken at one granule at a time in winter when there is not seasonal allergies, so the body can get used and produce the proteins that are needed to then help the body in summer. And it helps against, it helps to improve the allergies. So it is important at the right administration, again, of the bee products. As well, bee venom can create a reaction in a lot of people. For example, one day it can create a reaction on you and the other no. As if you are scared, you get your hormones, your body produces hormones, which then react with the peptides or the substances, meaning the substances of the bee venom, and cause a reaction. If you are not on the other day scared and bee stings you, you might not have a reaction at all. So this is why the bee venom is mostly the most that people are allergic to. And this is one of the reasons. It's because the body will react differently according to how you are feeling, the hormones your body is producing. And this is why it is important always, when you need it for a certain disease, to do it in the correct manner. And the epitherapist should know that, for example, if a person is scared while doing a treatment, that they shouldn't be, that the person should go home and then do it on another day when they are more calm. So we have a lot of contraindications, and obviously we learn them. But for other products such as honey, it agrees with almost 99% of the human population. So it's very rarely that they have allergies, but yes, everything that exists on Earth, there is a person who is going to be allergic to it. Even plants, even aloe vera, can cause a reaction in the body. For example, if a person is suffering from extreme eczema or psoriasis, at that period of time, aloe vera might not agree with that person. So yes, the certain times and the balances of the body during that time, I believe that there will be people that are allergic to bee products and other all other natural things. So it's always important to test the body out, especially when starting, with a very small dose, so that you can understand your body and you can work with your body. It is important to always work with your body. And sometimes I believe that our own doctors, as we tell, as we can feel the body what it needs in certain times, we know when we are hurt and we are not feeling pain.
I love it. Rebecca, it has been such a pleasure having you on this show. I think you should come back. We should look at another calendar date down the road. And I plan to come and visit you in the next week or two at your shop, Wellbeing, over here in Malta in Mtarfa. That's M-T-A-R-F-A. And people, if you're listening to this and you come to Malta because there's huge things to happen here for healing, put them on your list and contact me. I'll help you. Rebecca Buzatil, it's been a pleasure. You guys can find her at royalb.mt. And for you guys listening, thank you for being here. Make it a great week.